You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. We've got Devlin Eden with us once again today, and a question from Karen. This is such a great question, Dev. I've been running for 30 plus years, so Karen's been around the running fraternity for a while, and the philosophy of stretching has changed. Is it a good idea to stretch before running? I was told not to stretch, as your muscles will naturally stretch while running. What's the deal with stretching? Is it the thing to do? Is it not the thing to do?
Yeah, so again, it really has changed, and I mean it's changed in my fewer years of being around running and the sporting world. Stretching, we would pretty much break stretching up into sort of two categories more than anything else. Your first being your dynamic stretching, so dynamic means movement and including movement in that, and then static stretching, which might be what's being referred to here. Ideally, before runs, you want to warm up properly, so we want to get the blood flowing in the body, the core body temperature up a little bit as well. So it is important to actually, before even looking at stretching, is to do some light cardio work. So even if it means a very light 5-minute run, just easy, getting some movement happening, and then into a good dynamic stretching routine. So yes, we do want that, but the dynamic, again, being the movement. So things like leg swings, spine rotations, you want movement around joints to start to just get a little bit more laxity around those joints as you warm up. And then after your run, whether it's a race or your training, whatever it might be, is then to try and focus a little bit more on that static stretching. At the end of the day, if we're cold and we're trying to do some static stretching at the beginning of a race, and to be quite honest, I see it in the start shoots of every event, there's someone standing against a pole stretching his quad or her quad.
Or trying to push the wall over.
And ultimately, all you're doing, if I really have to simplify it, think of your muscles as an elastic band. And all you're doing is you're stretching that elastic band out, and then as soon as you release that stretch, the muscle goes back to where it was, into its original state. So you're not actually doing anything there, and with that elastic band getting back to its original state, you're still at risk then of running if you do push, for you to start to either snap or stretch or tear that elastic. And I mean, that might sound a bit drastic. But yes, ultimately, let's go with dynamic movement focused around your warm-up and before a run, and then focus on the static stretching post-run.
Dev, somebody looking for examples of what to do, if anybody's been in any of our live strength classes, the first 5 minutes of every single one of those strength classes, you guys do sort of dynamic warm-ups, and those are great examples of exercises to do, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And when you say first 5 minutes, we actually extend that to the first 10 minutes. I mean, so it's a really important aspect of your training, and we would recommend that around running as well, not just in the strength side of things. So that dynamic movements, and then we incorporate a lot of mobility work as well. And the mobility work is exactly the same sort of thing. It really just helps with more range of motion as well. And you'll generally start to find that your runs feel a little bit easier as well, having done dynamic and mobility work prior to your training or racing.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck with that. What a great question, though, from Karen. Thank you very much. Dev, as always, great to catch up. Appreciate your time.
Cool. Thanks, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.